Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 tonight we're going to be going in. We got to talk about the African Bambaataa stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and play some songs and we're going to wait for some people to come on in. Alrighty, here we go.
Allow me to demonstrate the skill of Shaolin, the special technique of shadow boxing.
Poisonous paragraph, smash up on the graph in half. It'd be the inspector Jack on the warpath. First class, leaving mics with a cast, causing ruckus like the aftermath on guns blast. Run fast, here comes the verbal assaulter. Rhymes running wild like a child in a walker. I scored from the inner slums abroad, and my thoughts are ready to start. Recite the mic from the cord. First criticized, but now they have become mentally paralyzed with hits that I devise. Now I testify, the best is I rebel lioness, your highness. Blessed to electrify, revoke you to for ill. Truth that I reveal across the amateurs who scream, they keep it real. She's a black down, hoodied up in fatigue. Part time minor leagues, receive third degrees. Attack like a wolf pack once I pull back. The guard you and bust through like a fullback. Yo, you 14 karat gold slum computer wizard. Tapping inside, my rap pain causes blizzards. Do I like the kills for ice tripe like by the digits? Gorillas injected with strength for 80 midgets. The earth spins, ruins, rap exotic clinch. Let my peeps in, niggas gasping, swallowing aspens. With a dosage, you overdosed it. Rap high explosives, my posters hypnotized with hypnosis. I sell guns, my whole clan is on the run like natural born killers. Record breaking the album thriller. Not access to tear gas bombs and rocket launchers. Flow like dope, killer bees is what I sponsor. Your entrepreneur, pens and gear like Shakespeare. When I fuck, I grab here, collect drawers and souvenirs. Fuck yeah, my cool down German beers. My career's based on guns, throwing cats and wheelchairs, etc. Damn it, any lame ass competitor who try to front, get broken and fast like levers. Whatever, hard heads get shattered like mirrors. Beretta shots splatter your goose, scatter your feathers. Say never poetry, chum crumbs, deal with grafting. Blew my family overseas, imagine. If rap was crack, fully packed, I'd be tour cats, tax and kingpin of the rap, just trafficking. Village niggas get slapped in Manhattan for rapping. Big ghost steps off laughing.
You're just using the Wu-Tang school method against me. I've learned so many styles. Forgive me.
Sit back, relax, fake niggas don't get turned. Watch me massage your brain with slain as king. Project built with young men cause threats to asset. $1,000 change in sex. Focus, the brokest niggas are light shit. These mics is like cocaine, son. Sex is suicidal hype shit. Exchange math, blessed taste for sweepstakes. Creeping up on fakes, out of state for cakes, no doubt. Blood, somebody your mouth, we making dough up. Putting 50 on a land in the loft, it's like that. Pull your shoes up, black. Matter of fact, just adapt, tie up your black Nikes and tight hats. Corners, stay surrounded with foreigners, what up, dread? Feds caught your bread, your boy's bread, but regardless, beat the jail niggas with charges. Unify, laying in the yard with lock. My clan done ran from Japan to Atlanta with stamina, slingers and gamblers and grand handlers. The cow like the owl cigar, let's get sting. Infrared ball your beam, so see enough respect, rule for your bet. Keep the movement, partial law, pro black lights off. Designing the fly shit and stay shining. The reservoir more beats than Chriselle's fine wine. Concrete raps go to bat for 50 other niggas on the other side of the map. Do what's all good and all done. What we want, son? Mike Tyson of this rap shit, pulling out max for fun.
The nigga don't get mad, I got mad styles of my own. And it's shown when my hands grip the chrome microphone. Verbally, I catch bodies with cordless shoddy. Intriguing them seeds, I keep them trained like potties. I bomb facts, my sword is an axe to split backs. Visible, like dope thing tracks, sky's the limit. Niggas are timid, and nobody knows how we move like wolves. And sheet clothes, producing data, microchips or software. Underground and off air, the land of the lost. Notorious henchmen from the north, striking niggas with a Mason Dixon line cross.
All right. We're going play a song from one of the members of the Zulu Nation. One of my real niggas. Here we go.
Thing. Now, before we talk about it, I'm going to let my nizzle in here.
Yo.
This is the nizzle.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Saga City. Mitchell.
Yep.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, as an adept in music, have you ever heard Busta Rhymes shout out Zulu Nation?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
I've never heard. Okay, let me ask you, on the Jamaican Busta Rhymes side of things, have you ever heard him yell Zulu
no.
Nation? So hold on. Did I just split it up? Did I just show the world some real shit?
Yeah.
On the Jamaican side of the Busta Rhymes, you've never heard him yell or rap Zulu Nation?
No.
But when it comes to this American New York hip-hop shit, you've heard him shout out Zulu Nation?
Yeah.
I've never heard Busta Rhymes shout out Zulu Nation. But, you know, I've never listened to a whole Busta Rhymes album. So... Yeah. I know a lot of people may trip out on me
because I know a lot about hip hop. I know a lot of secrets about hip hop, and I don't really listen to a lot. You know, I've never really listened to anything from the so-called Zulu Nation or anything like this. You know, I was turned off by New York niggas and New York rap very long time ago. When I was a young nigga, I never saw De La Soul. I never saw Tribe Called Quest. And none of these niggas is fucking men. I never looked at them as men. They looked like clowns to me. You know, the Me, Myself, and I video, all of that shit was clown shit. You niggas was wearing sweatshirts and shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming from the Midwest. You know what I'm saying? So I'm coming up, it's gang culture everywhere. You know, and gang culture gonna let you know about how other cities move in other states, cause you know, OGs be bouncing around, and you never hear nothing about New York. You hear about the LA gang banging, you know, and then being in the Shy, GD Vice Lord was spread out throughout the country real early.
Right.
You know. So we also heard about the Blood and the Crip thing, and that's it. But for you to be New York, man, and y'all niggas got 15 million motherfuckers, man, in 4 or 5 boroughs, how come you niggas don't got one gang that is internationally known?
True.
Why not? We talking about masculinity here. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Your city has no representation worldwide when it comes to masculinity, B. Atlanta, Georgia. Your city has no masculinity representation worldwide, bro. You don't got it. You don't got it. The only thing you could bring was the trap house, and the trap house is shitted out and had fucking, and then you got nasty ass whores up in the fucking strip house in the trap house and all that shit. Nigga, back in the day when I was up in the Midwest, nigga, they called that shit the tip, nigga. And there was rules at the tip, nigga. You didn't sit there play no fucking video games all day. The trap house wasn't the place to kick it. Nigga, I don't know what the fuck niggas got going on nowadays. You see what I'm saying? But this is all a part of it. Because I came in the game, and I've been yelling it for years, you East Coast rapping niggas are birds, B. I've been said that shit eons ago. I said that shit 2007, 2008. You niggas are birds, okay? And let's go in on the terminology of the bird, because the bird is correlated, is the etymology to the word cuckold, because it goes to the word cuckoo, which is the cuckold bird. Okay, I mean, which is the cuckoo bird is where they get the process of the cuckold situation. Because the female cuckoo bird, she lays her eggs in another female's nest and lets the other female raise her eggs. Even though that's the reverse definition of what the cuckold is, because one of the definitions of a cuckold is that you're taking care of another woman's kids. I mean, of another man's kids. Any man that is a stepfather is an automatic cuckold, basically, by you know, stereotype definition in America correlated to the Dark Ages, okay? Now, when we want to talk about rap, let's talk about what rap is, because a lot of niggas don't know. A lot of niggas think rap came from the Bronx and we started, no, fuck no. Rap, what we call rap, is actually a poem. Let's get that right. Let's clear the air with that first. There is no such thing as rap. That shit is poetry, okay? It's poems, okay? Let's get that right. Now, the first area in history where we see it written down, where there's criminal activity, There's a lot of what's the word I'm looking for? You got a lot of adulterous activity, a lot of cheating, and a lot of cuckold, and a lot of backward sexual activity and practices going down on the music.
in the poems. This is called the French Fablot. This is not called rap. It's called the French Fablot. Look the shit up. It's in the book. I got it in the Kicked Out of Heaven book. French Fablot. I got two poems written. Okay. Well, the French Fablot was written in, it's two different forms of French Fablot. You got the Fablots that are poems, and then you got the Fablots that are just stories. And I got an example of each one inside the book. Okay. Now, I'll keep it short to explain to you what one poem is. One poem is called The Priest Who Peaked. And The Priest Who Peaked is the story is basically breaking down a priest who is going through the town on Good Friday. He's making sure that everybody is doing what they're supposed to be doing. And on Good Friday, you can't eat meat. And you can't have sex on Good Friday. Or you can't get sent to the gallows. You can get sent to the stocks and get whipped or kicked out of the city if you do these things. So, the priest was going by, and he looked in the peephole to a household, and he knocked on the door. And he was like, hey, he started banging on the door. Said, hey, stop fucking your wife. Hey, you're fucking her in the ass. You shouldn't be fucking her like that. Stop fucking, you're not supposed to be having sex. So, they're sitting down at their table eating dinner, and they're like, what the fuck is this fool talking about? So, the dude goes to the door, and he's like, what are you talking about? And the dude is like, look, man, I see you up in here fucking your wife. He's like, no, I'm having dinner. He's like, well, you sit out here and you watch me have dinner with your wife, and then you tell me what you see. So then he goes inside the house, and he starts fucking the shit out of his wife. So then he starts fucking the shit out of his wife all over the house. And then the husband is outside looking in the peephole, banging on the door. Like, what are you talking? He's like, hey. He's like, hey, man, stop fucking my wife. Stop fucking my wife, man. What the fuck are you doing? So then the dude, the priest, comes back to the door. And it's like, man, what are you talking about? We just having dinner up in here. and then dude on the outside is like, what are you talking about? I see you fucking. He's like, well, there must be something wrong with your door. Something wrong with your peephole on your door. I'm not fucking your wife. We just having dinner. And it's the priest, bro. And in these French fry blow stories, the priests got big dicks, and they're always fucking on the women everywhere. They're fucking everybody's wife throughout the medieval towns, dog. This is what's going on inside the French Fablot. This is the type of activity that is talked about inside today's rap. Okay? Plus, it's saturated with a cuckold energy. And that's the element that was hidden inside the game when it comes to rap being introduced to us through grandmasters. Right, the Grandmaster Flash and the Grandmaster this and the Grandmaster that. Hold on real quick. Let me see here. We got somebody who want to say something real quick. Let's see what's going on. 617, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up, God? Just calling real quick because I heard you touch on New York. I'm over here in Boston, not that far away, and I was just asking you, are you talking specifically about black masculinity? Because New York has the five mob families, plus it has Wall Street, which is in, you know, money-making Manhattan, which is another form of masculinity, plus it's produced Donald Trump, who's probably the most masculine candidate we've seen in a while. So I was just trying to figure out what you meant by masculinity. Are you just talking about black gangs, black masculinity, or...
Yeah, I'm talking about black masculinity. I'm not correlating the Caucasians and their dominance role, because we don't have no dominance role.
Okay. Gotcha.
And when it comes to rap, we would most evidently think that the black masculinity hold would come out of New York, since it is the origin of rap. But the down south and the west coast have far more masculinity in their music, and they have far more masculinity respect and hold and control than what New York has ever had in hip-hop. And that's the problem.
Definitely
that's the big West Coast. Issue. Yeah, bro. Come on, bro. And when West Coast came out, what's the first thing that happened? What is the first thing? Tim Dog come out with the bullshit, talking the bullshit. Huh? Ain't that what happened?
Yeah, absolutely.
And West Coast didn't even know why. West Coast was like, what the fuck is, why is this nigga snapping like this on Compton? Like, what the fuck is going on? Them niggas was mad. You want to know why them niggas was mad, B? Let me show you, because this bitch-ass nigga Bombada was touching on these niggas, B. And all them rappers that came out of East Coast didn't know what to do with no fucking pussy, and it's evident. It's evident at your fucking video shoots. I look at your video shoots in the 1980s, late 80s, and the early 90s. You got niggas in sparkly shoots dancing, B. You got niggas here. I look at the Wu-Tang. You niggas got 40, 50 niggas. The fuck is this shit? I listen to 8-Ball MJG, first album. These niggas is coming out pimping. They coming out talking about space age, and we got the bitches doing this. I listen to the 666 Mafia down here in the country fields of the Tennessee. And what 666 said, nigga? Give a sucker nigga dick or something. Talking about some bitches, nigga. Yeah, we got bitches over here, nigga. Well, I turn on the West Coast videos, and they ripping the bra off the bitch in the beach, and while they playing volleyball.
It's true.
Okay, so I need
even
to know.
Even in cinema, you have menace. The West Coast put out the Menace of Society, and they spread it even in cinema. We didn't have movies like that until the West Coast rap game got involved.
There you go. He breaking on. He fucking the bitch in Colors. They was fucking bitches in Menace to Society. They fucking bitches in the. They set it off. They got bitches robbing banks out here. Okay? West Coast shit. What do we hear from New York, B? Thank you. I know my niggas, bro. And I ran into Boston. Yeah, Boston niggas is thorough. Boston niggas is thorough. Baltimore niggas is thorough. Philly niggas is thorough. I don't see no funny time out of Jersey niggas, B.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. It's not there in the records. But why does it take all you rappers, bro, and then LL Cool J is the only one talking about some pussy, bro? You niggas got 30, 40 rappers out here, and LL Cool J is the only one talking about some pussy, B.
But what about, not to contradict you, but what about the Mobb Deep, the G-Unit that came out of New York?
Mobb Deep ain't about no pussy. G-Unit ain't about no pussy, bro. Them niggas don't know what to do with no fucking broads. These niggas don't even have wives. B. 50 Cent's house just got burned down. 50 Cent can't even talk to his own fucking son.
That's true. It's real talk.
What are you saying? These niggas is no example. You dig what I'm saying? If we was to look at the example on how to hold down a household in New York, we got to cross cultural lines and go look at Fat Joe. The rest of them niggas don't got it, B. What are you talking about? Only nigga that is holding his shit is what? Jadakiss? KRS-One don't even got his wifey. The nigga Rakim. Dogs, I had an old school Muslim. Listen at me. An old school Muslim woman called me up, B. And this is one of the women that was raised directly up underneath the Elijah Muhammad camp. I'm talking about these niggas had like 4 or 5 different letters in their acronym. Some crazy shit. It was a long ass shit, okay? From the original NOI, okay? This woman called me up talking about she was saving virgins for me and Ray, all types of crazy shit. But that was the initial reason why she called. But we got to talking. And I said something about Rakim because at the time, rap had got so whack, I had went back and started studying earlier MCs, and I had never spent no time with Rakim. So I said, let me go listen to Rakim shit. You know, and this nigga got this song on here. Oh, beautiful brown skin, I'll buy you some flowers and take you to the park. And I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? You know, I was scratching my head. And then I mentioned the Rakim to the old school NOI lady, and she said, "Yo, you don't know that nigga got kicked out of the NOI." I said, "Kicked out of the NOI, but what?" She said, "The nigga got kicked out of the NOI because they found out he was on some bird shit. They found out he was touching the boy. He liked the boy. Okay, that's what she told me. I don't make up no bullshit." Okay, that's what she told me out of her mouth about the Rakim. That Rakim was fucking around with Farrakhan real heavy back in the day, and then they fell out. And nothing was publicly said on why they fell out. But supposedly that's what the gamut is. And then when we go a little further,
you know, we see the African Bambaataa is linked up with the York and all of this other shit. The York went down, but it's a lot of dick in the booty shit, B. Bro, it is what it is, because if it was a dick in the booty, you niggas would have bitches on your payroll.
I got a New York nigga for you that you didn't mention. Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. Jay-Z, check out the song Coming of Age that he did with Memphis Bleak. These niggas are reading wedding vows to each other on the track, B.
But he got the Beyonce.
That means what?
I don't know what that means.
Exactly, Dr. Bar, bro. You've seen as many Jerry Springer episodes as me, B. We were all young. We all ran to the TV when Jerry Springer was hot back in the day. We've seen it. We've been forewarned about the fuckery that was about to B, okay? These niggas, okay, the Tribe Called Quest and these niggas, man, I never saw them niggas as no pussy getting niggas. I never saw those niggas as fucking men. And I've been saying this shit since I came in the door. It spilled over the cup now. These niggas is some French Pablo spitting ass niggas. I mean, bro, you look at Grandmaster Flash. I want you, okay, let's do it. You tell me I'm wrong. Open up the next tab on your computer screen and put in Grandmaster Flash Furious 5, and quick images, B. quick images, and tell me this nigga got on pink knee-high boots, family, with the Prince fluff perm, fam. Okay, I'm telling you right now. And my girl said you had to buy those in the store. You had to buy those in the women's section, my nigga. Them went in the men's section.
Wow, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, there you go. It's live and direct, family. Look at it.
Yeah.
The nigga has on the pink suit with the pink boots. You look at these niggas got on tight pants. One of these pictures, this nigga got on Speedos. He got on the... Yeah, here go right here. Nigga got on Speedos, family. He got on yellow Speedos with a gold jacket, dog. Yo, did the heroin hit New York that hard, fam? The heroin must have touched you niggas something serious in that goddamn. Yo, these niggas look like the rapping YMCA, B. If one nigga had on the Indian Chief kit, it'd be YMCA all day with these niggas. Yo! Look at it, bro. Look at the early Rick James, bro. Okay? Where does Rick James come from? That nigga from Ohio or somewhere, ain't he? If you look at the early pictures, look at the pictures of Rick James. Look at the nigga cameo, dog. Yeah, look up Rick James. Street Songs is the name of the album cover. The nigga has on red. Yo, these niggas got on lipstick, earrings, weave, the whole kit.
But in all fairness, they came up in the 70s. That was normal.
That was the heroin, B. It was the dope. The dope did it.
Wasn't old school pimps dressed like that?
Like I said, heroin, bro. Okay? That's all there is to that. Look at the cameo. Look at this nigga. Cameo walking up on stage, patent leather and a red cup. The nigga is insane, B. Okay? African Bambaataa is linked in with all these niggas. These niggas got the Hotep aunt going. The Zulu Nation going, bro, is dick in the booty season with them niggas, bro. And then they try to bring that shit into the conscious movement. A couple of these niggas trying to brag, oh, yeah, I got my Zulu card. What that fucking mean? You get to the back door of the club, nigga, what the fuck that mean? You get the secret pass, nigga? Because it's the truth, bro. The African Bambaataa shit is out of hand. The Grandmaster Flash, Grandmaster Kaz, Grandmaster Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, Grandmaster Sovereign General Inspector of the 32nd Degree of the Scottish Rite Masons, Grandmaster. Yo, they got game on a nigga, bro. They play games on a nigga's ass. And that's why I don't associate. And anybody who's listening should be learning a very firm lesson today. It's called guilty by association. You see, real gangsters, real niggas with testosterone running through their nuts. Let me show you something. Real niggas who got testosterone running through their nuts, they didn't sit down and watch fucking Power Rangers and the Thundercats. They was out on the fucking streets, you understand what I'm saying? So by 15 years old, we already learned the game. Oh, by 15 years old, nigga done did juvie. Nigga done hit juvie. Nigga done had some dirty piss tests already by 16. So then they throw you up in classes, nigga. Oh, okay, you want to be a hardhead, nigga. We going to put these naps in the boot camp, nigga. See how you last up in that motherfucker, okay? And you're in the boot camp with sweaty, stink niggas and the motherfucker yelling in your face and there is not a pussy in sight. Okay? Mm. Lucky Charms ain't in sight, my nigga. Okay? And I'm 15, nigga. I still want birthday gifts, nigga. So fuck you, niggas. I'm not finna fuck around with this shit. I'm finna fuck with the pussy. I'm finna... Okay? So for all you young niggas who don't experience the gangster shit before the age of 18, you're fucking up now by aligning yourself with these bitch-ass groups, and you don't know what the fuck they was doing 10 years ago. Okay? And now you're guilty by association with faggotry. Yeah, you will be guilty by association because you don't know how to thoroughly investigate motherfuckers and what they doing and what they been doing because you ain't been through no real street shit. So you put yourself in a feeble position, and now you're going to be in a position to be, you know, held as suspect. You will be held as culprit, okay? So now everybody that then yelled the Zulu Nation and then came out talking that African Bambaataa shit, they all suspect now, everybody. Everybody suspect. You was over there getting your booty rubbed on, nigga. Don't lie. That's how you got the record deal. Okay? Yeah, bro. I'm telling you, this is heavy shit. Because, you know, and I didn't even believe the story at first, bro. The story kept on showing up. I'm like, oh, this is bullshit. This nigga tried to sell his book. This shit's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's how I looked at it. But then... there was a video recorded off of somebody's cell phone, and it was a street nigga from New York. So I said, oh, nah, and I could hear it in his voice. I know a thorough nigga when I hear one. This nigga was thorough. Okay, and niggas started saying, it was like, yeah, man, that nigga sucked my dick. Nigga was sucking other dicks up in here and all the type shit. I said, yo, B, I couldn't even hear the whole video. I'm like, nah, nigga. I don't work like that. My brain don't work like that. When I hear words and shit, images create in my head, so I ain't finna be even telling me all this shit. So I cut the video off. But all I needed to hear was the similarities of the case, and the similarities were the age ranges and the style of activity that occurred. So due to that fact alone, and if you've done any medical research in the psychopathia sexualis type field, then you will definitely understand that there is a profile, or if you've dealt with any type of police or anything like this, police set everything up by profile, okay? And your profile is going to be designed based off of certain characteristics. But there's going to be a formula on how we draft and categorize these characteristics in order to build the profile. So, and our profile will let us bring us closer to who the enemy or who the suspect is and how he carried it out, or what might be connected to us to catch this individual. Now, through the two scenarios I've heard, the details were too relative, and I'm pretty sure the individuals were not of the same party. As one individual was a gangster background, they claimed he'd been in and out of jail, and the other one's trying to run for a fucking senator. So they didn't have the same type of lifestyles, and I'm pretty sure they don't know of each other. And the videos were explained in completely different departments. One was done on the cell phone, other one was done on New York Daily News. So that tells me right there, nigga, you did it. Okay? Now, for me to give the audience a little higher level game when it comes to this whole child molestation type thing, you got to understand that a lot of this shit fits underneath the box. Or how child molestation is looked at as the fountain of youth.
Okay? That's the thing. It's the fountain of youth. Okay? And that's how they look at it. And that's all that's also how they look at, you know, blood, baby blood specifically, and the eating of infants specifically is all for the maintenance of a younger appearance. Okay? So, and it's also now, another thing about this is an individual coming out of the Bronx or coming out of the Brooklyn, okay, another factor to see is your attractive level. Is this individual attractive? Okay? And that will tell you one or two things. If they're too attractive, then yeah, it probably happened. And the reason why is because 9 times out of 10, it probably happened to them when they were younger. Usually when you find situations like this where people are afflicting children, it's because they were afflicted when they were a child. Okay? A second thing you might want to look at is weight build, because low self-esteem will make motherfuckers get fat. And when you have a sexual experience where you've been raped or molested as a child, it's very hard for you to be comfortable in your nude space, and it's very hard for you to be comfortable around other people sexually. So a fat development will come up. Now, the third and the last one is, you know, the preservation of their whole entire keep up. Like I said earlier, a person coming out of Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, or, you know, Manhattan, Harlem, you know, if we're talking about the ghetto areas, you're going to have a rough look, okay? You've been through certain experiences. If you've lived in the lane of masculinity, you know, wild, rough shit on the streets doing wild shit, those experiences collect and show up on your face, okay, as a man, okay? So if you are 40, 30 years old and coming out of these type of regions and you still got a baby look on your face, this tells me one of two things. Either one thing, the first thing it tells me is that you have a possibility of coming out of a rich background, okay? And if you have a rich background, then you were preserved with your upkeep. You didn't do a lot of yard work. You didn't do a lot of man shit. You didn't do shit that put you in a position to get scarred or to get hurt in any fashion. So, you have a baby tone look on you. You know, you've been getting pedicures and manicures since 18. That's how rich people live. So, you know, they are preserved a little bit better. But if you're 40 years old coming up out of some Bronx and you didn't come from a rich background, nigga, that's telling me that you either served time or you're a pervert. You're a child molesting pervert, automatically. Those are the boxes you fall into. Because coming out of those type of regions, you're either going to have gangster look on you or masculine man look. You done did some warehouse hard work. You done did some real work in your lifetime. And you done got some ump. You done did some, you know, to squeeze some elbow grease out, you know. Or you was out there doing crime and you done got locked up and all types of crazy shit. You see what I'm saying? Because the child molestation thing, the reason why a lot of people do this shit is for the essence of staying young. They want to stay in young energy. They want to, they also, it's a vampire element towards innocence energy. Okay? And it's also one of the highest levels of fear energy too. Okay? So you could collect all that type of energy, and that's on the vampiric level, you see what I'm saying, of getting that type of energy. Because at the end of the day, what we need to do is we need to behead the nigga, bro, and get justice energy for hip-hop. Seriously. And this is where we're fucking up as a people completely. And this is why we get no respect, because we don't know how to collect justice. You see, we don't collect justice energy. The only way you could collect justice energy is by committing consequence on guilty parties. Okay? You are guilty for said immoral act. I need to lay consequence on you right now. Gain justice for the hip-hop. Period. Okay? I can see that this shit was going on, bro, without seeing any court documents. I don't need to talk to that nigga. I don't need 50 victims. I can see from the weak-ass niggas that been coming out of rap out of New York. Because he's been the gatekeeper, right or wrong. Right. Nas can't hold on no pussy. That nigga be claiming that shit too. I mean, bro, the nigga couldn't even see his own son get delivered, B. And you're a millionaire. You performed in all the continents on the planet. You can't watch the fucking sun get viewed? Something's wrong in the back of the brain, B. You know? Because the thug nigga said it. I understand psychology and I know what G's go through. The thug nigga said it. He's like, yo, he said my wife, he be blowing on my balls and she think I'm fucked up in the head because my shit had just dropped soft out of nowhere. But I'm having flashbacks to a grown-ass man blowing on my shit, is what the nigga said in the video.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is psychology. It's spilling over now. The shit I've been yelling since day one is spilling over now, bro. This is psychology, family. And the nigga's issues is in sex, traumatic shit with sex, bro. And it's on every single level, from rape, male-on-male rape, male-on-female rape, father-on-child, mother-on-child. I've heard all the levels in the Negro kingdom. Yeah, bro, I'm telling you. I'm hearing the cases from people who call my phone from watching videos, bro. So I know ski, okay? I know ski. Okay? I've never met a black woman that hasn't been through some type of molestation, rape-type scenario, bro. I just read a statistic the other day. This is 60% of black women are fucking raped. Molested or some shit. That shit is a deep scar on a human, bro. People don't know it because a lot of y'all niggas don't study this type of shit. But this shit is deep. This shit deeply fucks people up. This sex shit deeply fucks people up, bro. Deeply. And I don't think a lot of people get it, bro. But you best believe, and that's what I was trying to tell the young nigga earlier, man, I don't listen to them niggas, bro. I don't put them weird-ass niggas in my system, dog. Them niggas is weird, B. 80% of them New York niggas and they rap shit is weird. I do not memorize their lyrics. I do not put them niggas in my system. And woe to those who do. For real, bro, every nigga I know. Because, bro, when I first got into conscious movement, you know, niggas hit me up. I'm developing relationships. Niggas like, yo, man, you remember this Wu-Tang jam? I'm like, nah. They're like, what, nigga? You ain't fuck with the Wu-Tang, nigga? I'm like, nah. I ain't never fucked with the Wu-Tang, dog. And I'm going to tell you why I never fucked with Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang was always, they always carried themselves like men to me. Let me keep this clear. I ain't never smelt no bird shit come out the Wu-Tang Clan. But they don't rap on beat. They should be too off pattern. And I'm very strict on what type of mathematical patterns I listen to when it comes to music. You know? Because if you fuck around and put wrong mathematical patterns into your brain with the music that you fuck with, your thinking is going to go off. And that's why you see all this fucked up bird shit today. It's because the mathematical patterns in music is not like they used to be. You know what I'm saying? When I'm talking about the... Go ahead.
I heard you playing some Biggie joints past couple weeks or so. What influence did you think he had on the game coming out of New York?
Now, my nigga that's on the line, your line's still open, nigga. Saga City, 773. He pointed it out to me earlier. He said, nigga, Biggie used to have some suspect lyrics, B. And now, see, Biggie didn't have no influence. Let me tell you what Biggie was. Biggie was the save me. Biggie saved New York. Okay? Biggie gave New York attention again when New York wasn't getting no attention. Let me show you what happened. Big Daddy Kane, Rakim, and all these niggas in out here. Run DMC, all these niggas got the big chain. They all New York, Adidas, yeah, nigga. West Coast came out with them bandanas and them AKs everywhere. Lowriders bouncing up and down every goddamn where. And with the P-Funk in the music. And see, that's what's really so scary. is because P Funk and them niggas, George Clinton is from New Jersey, B. George Clinton is not a West Coast nigga. But if you was to listen to his music, you'd think he's hardcore West Coast. And P Funk and them niggas came out first with the shoebop music. Okay? When they first came out. But anyways, Biggie, when the West Coast came out with all the gangster shit, they stole all the attention. Death Row was popping. Murder Was the Case drop. Above the Rim drop. East Coast wasn't getting no pub. So then Biggie had to come out, and Biggie came out with the mafioso gangster shit, you know, and brought attention back to New York hip-hop. And that's why New York holds him as the greatest of the greatest of the greatest, when he's really not, bro. There's way harder MCs that came out of fucking New York than Biggie. And Biggie's an ugly nigga. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. Bro, when they was talking all this, he's the Big Mac shit, I'm like, what the fuck is you talking about? I was like, and then that's when you saw Faith on the cover of the magazine with Pac, looking blended like a motherfucker, nigga. Yo, the whole shit was hot, dude. The whole shit was illmatic during that time, dog. I was like, yo, Biggie is not no player. Stop with the bullshit. So I was listening to Pac's tracks, and Pac is like, what? This nigga sleeping on the fucking couch. What? And then I'm hearing my niggas from New York. I was fucking with some niggas at Crown Heights at the time. And niggas was like, yo, B, Faith is a fucking coke snorting hoe off the block, fam. What the fuck is you talking about? This nigga Biggie gonna marry this hoe in 3 days?
Hmm.
What? Yeah, he married her in 3 days, dog. Have you ever seen a gangster marry a chick you to men in 3 days?
Nope.
All right. You know? So, but all in all, Biggie's a good MC. He makes good music. Biggie didn't really spit a lot of gangster top of the world bullshit, bro. Biggie kept it hip hop. The media in New York forced Biggie into a box he didn't want to be in. And that's what got him slaughtered, bro. Yeah, bro.
What was that box, though?
That box was super gangster. Dog, Biggie didn't come out with that gangster shit. Biggie didn't want none of that gangster shit. Listen to his music. Unbelievable. Come on, bro. Them is hip-hop tracks. That ain't no gangster rap.
True.
You see what I'm saying? You don't hear no gangster rap on Ready to Die, bro. Okay, the most gangster song on Ready to Die is Machine Gun Funk, and that's with Method Man. You know, I mean, not Method Man, the other one that he did where he did his own voice, but he was acting like the robber and shit. And then you got the other shit when Life After Death came out. That was all gangster saturated because of Puffy's bullshit. It had shit to do with Biggie. Bro, I know a man when I see a man, bro. Biggie was just trying to survive, bro, and living his life, bro. Biggie was not no nigga that wanted to be associated with no gangster shit. Biggie didn't even associate himself with Junior Mafia that much. He created Junior Mafia, and you niggas do that. I'm Biggie. Like, it's gonna be B.I.G. and Junior Mafia, nigga. I'm not in your shit. He didn't want to be associated with all the stupid shit that was going on, bro. He didn't, dog. You could tell on the music, you could tell through the interviews, you could tell, bro. He didn't want none of that shit. Niggas put him in that box, bro, with the whole setup. Even Pac was trying to put Biggie into that box, bro, just because Biggie could rap. But Biggie, at the end of the day, was just an MC, my nigga. You know, and as an MC, you could sprinkle a couple of gangster lies and a couple little I'm the big boss lies up on there because it's good to do. It's a self-esteem thing, you know. It's a boxing thing, you know what I'm saying, that we do in hip-hop, you know. But at the end of the day, he didn't want none of that shit. You know? I bet you if you was to ask Biggie right now, he wouldn't even do rap, period. Nigga would have never did it. You know what I'm saying? It's too much fake shit around. I bet you if you asked Pac, he probably wouldn't have did it either. Nah, but knowing Pac, he probably would have did it again. He probably would have did it again and went out the same fucking way. He didn't give a fuck. But Biggie didn't want the shit, dog. Biggie didn't want to be involved in none of that goddamn shit. Yeah, you can tell by the way Lox talked about the situation, the way I got like 5-6 documentaries on each one of these niggas. I done watched them. You know? And it's just clear, bro. It's clear as day. Your boy Bambaataa is a bird. And the nigga has really fucked up hip hop. Hip hop is tainted, bro. Hip hop is filled with taint right now. And a lot of y'all don't know what that is because you don't know what Catholicism is. You don't know how these Caucasians think. You don't know how the spiritual world really works on this planet. The spiritual world that they've created that dominates all other spiritual systems.
Hello?
Yo, you there?
Yo.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, man. My phone just collapsed out of nowhere. If it happens again, just give me a second. I'll call right back into the show. But as I was stating, though, yeah, man, it's filled with taint, bro. And this is some spiritual level of shit that we don't understand. And one thing that you got to understand is that the Caucasian spiritual system is the superior hold to all other spiritual systems on this planet. And the reason being is because they have more human blood on their spiritual system than anybody else. Therefore, theirs is the strongest. Period, bro. A lot of niggas ain't gonna like that shit. But if you want to know why your magic ain't working, this is why. Because the Catholicism system holds the magic structure on this planet, period, bro. And just to confirm that, they got more bones up in their churches right now than anybody on the planet got of human bones, bro. They got millions and millions of human bones, bro. They got whole churches designed out of human bones, okay? So their spiritual system is the top dog on this planet because they got more blood, they got all the different types of the human's bloods wrapped up into their shit. You know? And they got a lot of female blood from all the witch burnings and the witch killings and shit. So, you know, they got the magic hold. So, to understand what I mean by hip-hop has taint, you have to go look up the word taint underneath the Catholicism occultic structure or old European occultism and folklore, and then you will understand the essence of taint. But all of hip-hop now have taint, bro, of this homo shit, of the unspeakable act. In the Dark Ages, they called homosexuality the unspeakable act or the unmentionable vice. They thought the activity was so detestable that they wouldn't even give it a word. Okay?
Really? But after all these priests done touched all these boys, Catholic priests?
But you got to understand that's a whole different thing. They don't look at a boy isn't a man yet. You know? Yeah, for them to have, for a grown man to do, in European society, they look at it like this. Before the age of 15, little boys are going to do whatever. And usually little boys do whatever, even with each other, okay, is how they look at it, okay? And then once you grow hair on your face and you start showing of age, there really isn't that type of activity going down. But in different locations, like in Florence, Italy, and in France. You know, there was a lot of rampant homosexuality that was going down, you know. And, yeah, but if it was too blatant and too into the social eye, they will burn you at the stake for the activity. You know, lesbians were discovered, and they were also burned at the stake. And I got the cases in the book, Kicked Out of Heaven. I also got the first case of the first transgender inside the book, who, in, and this is in the 1300s, and when he was questioned by the court, and he blatantly said that he was having sex with priests and nuns, you know, as a man and as a woman. So this is a transgender prostitute from the 1300s of old Europe, you know. And all of this is correlated with what we got going on today, man, because the whole society was based on a high level of sexual perversion that was brought to people in the form of poetry, like I stated again. And now we have a scenario where the homosexual has brought the poetry to America. This poetry we call rap, you know, and now he's being fully exposed. And this is the position of the great eye. And right now, this should be a tasty meal for individuals who are righteous, like me. Because righteous individuals look for good energy to collect. And the energy that righteous people collect is the fear we see in your eyes when we bring consequence to your immoral ass. And that's how it works. So if hip-hop wants to be claimed as justice, or claimed as, I mean, wants to claim justice, wants to gain some justice energy and claim righteousness and get righteousness from the planet, then I suggest you go ahead and bring this individual out in the middle of the street, put it on live TV, and behead him.
The planet needs some real nigga etiquette. That's what the game's missing.
What is that now?
The game is missing some real nigga etiquette.
Yeah, bro, real nigga etiquette is coming out this month. We're going to give you niggas some wisdom, okay? Real nigga etiquette is the wisdom, bro. And I'm speaking on a lot of these elements inside the book. When it comes to your morale, you know. But nah, what I'm going to be doing here is opening the gates to the money religion, so I can allow my audience to have a place they can call home now. That's what we're going to do. Okay? And we're going to stay grounded and focused on nothing but work, because 720 don't bullshit, and anybody coming around me, I expect all bullshit to be out of your genetic structure. Okay. But that's all there is to it. When it comes to this African Bambaataa scenario, man, this is very nasty. This is disgusting. You know, he's touching on the children. I believe so. I see the homo shit all through the hip hop, and now it's brought to the forefront. The origins of the game is the bird, and then my homeboy, he told me he was watching a video or something, and some nigga put on the comments, "Yo, in the Bronx, we been through this shit." Blah, 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 blah. That's more evidence. The nigga's a bird. You know, I saw a picture of him, and he was looking like a little baby-faced little fat kid. And that told me right there. I could look at the way a man carries himself and say, "Oh, nigga, you fucks no pussy. You gets no pussy. So you're a weirdo." In all civilizations except for America, after the ages of 30, if you, matter of fact, let me put it to you like this. When you were a little kid hanging out with the homies at 15, 16, if you didn't go to the whorehouse, fucking on the whores at the whorehouse when you were 16, 17 years old, they looked at you as a fucking weirdo. and would start investigating your ass to see how you hold. And if they catch you doing any weird ass shit, they kicking you out of the city.
I don't know, that's a good point you make. I've heard you make it several times, like, you, as a young man, you got to get that shit out of your system. But I feel like that's true. But on the other hand, it's like society would, like, say, you know, you're a thug and you should be, you know, in school or whatever the fuck, just handling your business. Because, like, when I was in my teens, it was all about getting pussy and hanging out with the niggas. But then sometimes, too, the old heads tell you, oh, when you turn 30 and you find out, you know, you don't own shit or whatever the fuck, then they say, like, you're wasting your time. So I don't know. It's kind of like it's true. You do got to get that out your system. But on the other hand, you know, society's still going to look to lock you up for doing that shit.
Doing what? Fucking women? Society?
Nah, not fucking women. That's for sure. You got to do that. But I just feel like, living the lifestyle, like, you know, hanging, kicking with the niggas, doing what niggas do. Maybe selling a little weed here, there.
Okay. No, I got you. I get what you're saying. Let me show you something. What that is that age range is what we call the becoming a man's right in age range time period. You see. And what happens is that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what culture we look at, including Dark Ages, you had to do some risk-taking shit in order to become a man. And see, that's where we get fucked up. Risk-taking nowadays, depending on what type of risk-taking you do, you fuck around, slip up, and you end up in jail. And then when you end up in jail, you get that felony on your report card, you got to do all types of shit for the rest of your days. You see, the whole thing is that you're supposed to get a couple of experiences up underneath your belt, become a man, and get the fuck on without getting caught up in no jail shit.
Gotcha.
You see? And some niggas get caught up in the jail shit, and then some niggas end up getting killed. And that's what we call the removal of catching a nigga slipping, catching a bitch-ass nigga, getting all the soft ones out the way and let the iron one survive. You dig what I'm saying?
Got you.
So that's what it really is, you know, is the becoming a man ritual. It's just a small time period. And that's the whole thing. See, I'm a real historian, so I understand time. And with an Egyptian mind, you understand that you have to defeat time. You know? And the only way you can defeat time is by engraving and embedding yourself. You see what I'm saying? So, by majority rule, Negroes don't understand time, dog. And they don't move against time, and they don't try to fight time. Yeah, we act like
that's
we got all...
That's because Negroes are dominated by women. Their women dominate them. Women don't have no concept of reality. So, niggas live in a matriarchal... communities and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not male dominated. Single mother households all over the place. And that's what you get, in my opinion.
No, your opinion is right. And that's why I don't fuck around with the bullshit. So, y'all seen what I did. I chucked that bitch. I don't play no fucking games. You see what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about no goddamn we gonna march with the black bitch and all this other shit. You know, fuck about that bullshit. You niggas can have it. Okay? I understand psychology, nigga. Yeah, see, niggas don't understand psychology. They don't understand sociology. And they ain't been doing that pussy. Okay? When you go through a lot of pussy, bro, that's the only way you gonna be able to find out the type of woman that you want.
True.
Yeah, bro, like, if you're not a psychological master, bro, and if you're not manipulating women, you can't manipulate shit out here in this world, and therefore you will stay a slave. Period. You see, that's the whole thing, bro. That's why I just be, let me stay back, because I understand the sciences that African Americans need are extremely psychologically responsible. You gotta be at a level of understanding with this shit for number one. And then for number two, niggas is caught up in this whole they think they divine shit. And they think everything is supposed to be wearing white linen and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when you wearing white linen and you doing the yoga and your girl tells you, fuck me, nigga, call me a bitch. Yeah! Is you gonna do it? You see, you ain't even got the energy to do it because you've been chewing on too many celery sticks, nigga. Yeah, the nigga out here with this rabbit food and nigga think he's gonna be a monster on that bitch. Shit, bitch gonna run your ass. Yeah, for real, and that's the truth behind it. And don't nobody want to hear that shit, bro. The nigga is the only race of people that I've ever heard to be say, "What I need to know that for." See? And you's a Negro in Boston, okay, with the four-leaf clover, and my other nigga over here in the Chi-Town, okay, with the roller skating rink, okay? Y'all done heard the same goddamn thing. The nigga's the same everywhere. I go down to Mississippi, same shit. Well, I need to know that, probably. As long as I got my 401k, man, you nigga can't tell me shit, man.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Nigga on disability. I done ran into niggas and cut off their pinky toe to get the disability, lazy ass nigga.
Damn.
Yeah, the ghetto stories are phenomenal. Straight up.
Another ingredient the niggas missing, like, I mean, you said this a lot. The nigga's not serious, you know. Only the serious nigga's gonna touch the real money. You know, the niggas, everything's a joke. Everything's life, and you said this in your books, life is very serious. The niggas don't understand that concept.
Because niggas ain't experienced. You got these old Tyler the Creator ass niggas out here nowadays.
And another thing, I like that you said a little while ago, you was like, the Caucasian got emotional thinking out of their system eons ago. All they deal with is pure logic. But the nigga still thinks emotional. Like, the nigga gets emotional about something like slavery, you know. But that's part of the game. That's part of human history.
Hey, there you go. Part of world history, human history. You dig what I'm saying? And even if you want to go closer, you'll find that shit up in the insect kingdom. They done found red ants, nigga, that will enslave black ants. Nigga, there's a group of wasps that specifically enslave black ants by mind control. And I forgot how they do it and shit. Man, come on, bro. It's everywhere, dog. You know, like I was watching in the movie The Fifth Wave just the other day, went to the movie theater. And the nigga said in the movie, he's like, nigga, your species takes out other species because you need some shit, too. So we finna take you niggas out because we need this here planet. And we got bigger guns, and you motherfuckers are weaker. It's simple. It's a simple system. Okay? So if you want to fight, go ahead and give me a fight. We done took bigger, badder motherfuckers down. So, you know.
This was years ago, and in one of your YouTube videos, you actually inspired me to buy some books because you was like, niggas need to start thinking like the slave master. And I was like, oh, shit, I never even thought like that. And then I went on Amazon and, you know, different sites. I'm like, shit, let me get some books about how slave masters think. Because, I mean, it's cold, but it's like, as a black man, it never even dawned on me to think, like, wow, what was going through the mind of a slave master, like, to even think like that. Like, what kind of mentality? How does your brain even have to be wired? So that was a whole different game.
That's what brought me to this Dark Age shit, because I always wondered how they had the capability to to fuck these slaves and call them animals and beat them, having human sex with motherfuckers you calling animals, and then whipping them and all that other shit. How could you do that shit? You know what I'm saying? You got to be specifically wired in a certain way to be to even do that type of activity. So that's what made me look that shit up, you know, and there it is, you know. But in order to think like a slave master, bro, you got to go through experience. Experience is the best teacher, man. I know I put books out here, man, but you got to understand that books is only one side of my sword, bro. The other sword, I done did it. Like, I did it, bro. I've done it. I've done the slave master thing. You know, doing it right now, you know. So you got to experience it, man. So however you can find your lab rat and your laboratory, then you do that, develop it, and get to work.
So let me ask you before you go, right? So the Caucasian, he came up, you know, on top of the world. Is it simply because of the experiences they went through, or because you let, you know, let some of them tell it, they say they're just genetically superior. You know, their brain, they're, you know, they used to actually have skulls and shit where they're comparing Negro skulls to white man's skulls. But is it simply because, like, because it's like, damn, you know, I'm trying to think to myself, like, were they just lucky enough to get all those experiences to where they just, you know how the game works thoroughly and can control the game?
Okay, let me ask you. Do you got kicked out of heaven?
I do not. I got Black Man's Bible.
Okay, well, then just give me your email, and I'll send you a copy of it, the e-book version. But you got to understand that these boys made their whole race one race. Now, I mean, they are all genetically connected. I mean, one can think one way and the others in the room will feel it instantly, you know, or they will act like they don't feel it. Like right now, they may not have that capability, but they did in the 60s and in the 30s, they did in the 1800s. But right now, no, it may not be there, bro, because there's been so much disconnect through different forms of food, different cultures, people that lost their religions. There's a lot of different holds where their own people have fell out, and they don't have the strong hold like they used to, bro. In the Dark Ages, you got to understand that they all connected to each other. I mean, the kings and the queens used to give their children to the wet nurses to breastfeed, and then the wet nurses would give their babies to the peasants to breastfeed, and the peasants would have to breastfeed their own children, or the peasants would have the goats and the pig's milk. They would also give their babies pig milk and goat milk. You know, cow milk wasn't used at that time. Cow milk they wasn't eating beef in the Dark Ages. Cow was not a thing to be eaten like that. They was using cows for milk, and that's basically about it. They do a lot of other things with the milk, you see what I'm saying? But if worse came to worse, they'll chop up a cow, and they'll also chop up a horse, too, you know, if worse came to worse. But the mammal eat that was eating the most, chickens were eating all the time. They ate a lot of birds and shit. You know, and when I say birds, I'm talking about ducks, swans, chickens, doves, all types of different birds. You know what I'm saying? But back to what you were saying, though. Genetically, superiority is... I can't... This is what I have to say. You have to understand that their genes and their genetics are altered due to the experiences that they went through inside Europe. The experiences that they went through inside Europe is not seen nowhere else historically. Okay? And when I say this just by looking at the civilization. In Egypt, there was no walls. Maya had no walls. They had pyramids, B. Listen to what I'm telling you. China has a wall. Now, there is a wall in Zambia, and I think that, yeah, the wall in Zambia is the largest wall on the planet. It's actually longer than the China Wall. But it is not, it's not designed for, well, I haven't done any research on it. It was just something I ran across. But I don't think that this wall was designated to keep beings out. The China Wall historically is written to be built to keep beings out. Okay? They say it was Genghis Khan and the Mongols and supposedly, you know, other tribes. But we don't know. We know that European castles had walls around them, and they also had moats around them, water with the crocodiles and all that other type of shit up in there. Okay? I say this to bring to the forefront, and amongst the Native American Indians, you don't find any walls. Remember this shit. These walls are 40 feet fucking tall, man, and 30 feet thick sometimes because they had walking ways and all other types of shit through the walls of the city. I say this to expand your intelligence a little bit, that we have a high probability that there was a lot of different forms of beings that these motherfuckers were dealing with in Europe. Okay? Period. Okay? And if they were over there fighting other beings that were superior to them, okay, and then out of nowhere it stopped, maybe because they became allies with each other for the whole planet, who knows? But we don't have that in our documents, bro. We don't have that in our stories. These niggas have the stories of the werewolves and the vampires, the undead, the ghost armies, the witches on the broom, the ghouls, the goblins, the Sasquatch, the wild man in the woods, okay? This shit comes from fucking Europe, bro, and these niggas has been fighting these characters and been dealing with these motherfuckers for eons, and we ain't been fighting these motherfuckers. We didn't know nothing about these characters until we ran into their ass. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Now that's a great point. Now, that leads me to my next question, because I remember in the past you said if anybody were to overtake the Caucasians or to rule the world, it would be us, because we've been the ones, you know, fucking them, sucking them. We've been the one. We've been living, eating with them. You know, our blood is intermingled with theirs now. So all the shit we done been through in America, you know, has that helped us as far as gaining experience as a people? The jail, the ghetto, all that shit, gang banging. Does that ultimately help us at the end of the day?
Yeah, I can't say help. Help, but create. It created us. We are a type of people on the planet that is nowhere else. We are the youngest. We are the infant of the human race. The African American is the infant of the human race. We are the born again. Okay? Now, when I say that, I mean we've been swiped through the slavery picture. We've been rebuilt with the dark age game. Now, here's the thing. Right now, we're classified as the black community. Every black community across America fits underneath one classification, and that is a dark age cemetery. You are a medieval time period cemetery. It is your community that has the fiends, that has the beggars, that has the pimps and the whores running amok. You have the specter, you have the sprite can, you have the spirit, the sprite, you have the whole shit. It's everybody's there. The whole party is here. The Frankenstein, the Igor, the it's all there. You understand? In the hood. So the police will always feel justified coming down to your neighborhood and cleansing the devil, cleansing the immoral activity, and cleansing the unspeakable acts, your vice. Dog, because that's how they be talking, dog. The words are so crazy, bro. You got to understand, I done read so many fucking books on this shit, and I got to read a lot more, dog. by the end of the day, I'm probably going to read maybe about 100 to 150 books based all on this time period alone. Okay, by the time all three volumes is done. Okay. I'm telling you right now, dog. The black community is a dark age cemetery, a medieval time period cemetery. And there's no other definition on the planet of what the black community. I'm telling you right now, dog. Niggas think I'm playing. Okay? It's not a joke. Okay? That's our position. How can we get past that? We got to understand what our position is. On the planet, we are the definition of love. Our origin definition, our collective definition, is supposedly love. When we thoroughly understand Dark Age communication and we see that everything that they were doing amongst each other was based on hate, and they call the black man the devil, if hate is the reverse of love, so then their hate structure would call anything that they see that is a lover and a loving structure the devil. Okay? As when they went down to Africa and they saw that our social system was so strong that we would not allow any fatherless children inside the tribe. We wouldn't allow any single mothers. They'd all get slaughtered. If you were to cheat, we kill you. You cheat on your husband, we kill you. You know, all types of shit. We got down like that. The black male has a deep-centered mental fuck off of trying to own a vagina and the woman. This is all what's wrapped up inside that story, Shakespeare and Othello. This is why OJ is so dynamic and the Kobe is so dynamic and the Tiger Woods is so dynamic. Okay? You have a confusion about the vagina, black man. You think you own that motherfucker. That motherfucker's designed for the community to get fucked. And the Dark Ages knew that. That's why they had Christian prostitutes, they had Muslim prostitutes, and they had Jewish prostitutes. You couldn't go around fucking around with whoever the fuck you want to fuck around with. Okay? And these prostitutes were specifically classified underneath their religions, too. So. Yeah, I think I'm going to put a book out solely on that. The religious pussy. Yeah.
But there's a lot of holes in their game right now. They're not as thorough as they used to be. And I feel like, you know, the cuckolding and shit like that. I remember you said, like, you know, white people nowadays, they just want to fuck and get past the bullshit. Or something along those lines. Like you said, you know, that's the one way of black men to exude dominance is through the cuckolding, because that's trying to be more.
That's the whole thing, though. That's only for the niggas that's the real hustlers, B. If you ain't out there with hustler and you see, like, dog, you got to understand people's minds, how people work. Niggas don't go through a lot of people. Like, for real, I've been online 7 years, man, running my mouth. But even before I got online, I've already been through a lot of people, been through a lot of places, seen a lot of shit. So I know how to talk and be comfortable in environments and different environments and all the types of shit. You know, police show up, I know what to say, what to do, boom, boom, boom. You know, and everybody's cracking jokes at the end of the scenery. You know, like, that's how I operate, bro. And other niggas is going to have to be on that same type of page to do that whole cuckold shit and be able to take over. Because the white boy knows what's going on, and he's going to set it up. He's like, oh, okay, Susie, you want some BBC? Well, I'll call up Dwayne, the coworker. We'll get Jamal, okay? We'll invite him over for dinner, have a couple of drinks. We'll see if he wants to do something. And, boy, I've had homies tell me on how these crackers operate with this shit. And crackers will invite your ass over for dinner, you get to drinking and shit, and then the wife will come just walking by you, rubbing on you and shit, and then, you know, they'll be like, oh, yeah, well, you want to go back there with my wife, and then she wants to talk to you. I'm like, well, I don't know, man, I'm pretty uncomfortable. He's like, man, you go ahead and fuck her, man, I don't care. Got the camera right here. Oh, no. Nigga, let me tell you something, nigga. Well, I think I'm gonna search a couple of my homeboys who did this shit and interview the niggas on the show so you niggas get a taste of the scene. No, I would say I don't know if I could do it. The white man, one thing I know about white motherfuckers, boys, they got a glitch. They can snap out in a minute second, bro. And ain't nobody finna do no snapping while my balls is clapping. You understand? I ain't finna fuck around none of that dumbass shit. And, you know, the white boy got the stupid shit going. I'm not finna be... Hey, goddamn it. I'm not pissed the fuck around. The white boy, dog. Let me tell you. I'm not pissed the fuck around with the shit. Okay? No, I done read too much about your Willie Lynch ass. Okay? I know all about your dark age ass. Mean fist to have. Nah, nigga. Boy, and my boy, my balls be out there. That nigga pull a blade out from underneath the post. Lord, do you understand what I'm saying? You fist to have none of this, nigga. You ain't fist to get John Deere on a nigga. Well, okay, you fuck that. Yo, boy, he's ass. Yeah, nigga. Michael Myers, I ain't fucking around with none of that. Okay? Fuck you. Nah, fuck your wife. I don't do it. But, dog, it be on the porn, dog. The bitches be, white bitch be in there with five niggas on the scene. But, oh, shit, bitch. What the fuck is wrong with this bitch? What is wrong with the husband? Nigga sitting in the corner. Boy, dog, I can't be fucking no bitch, and this is a nigga sitting in the corner, dog. I'm sorry, bro. Hey, bro, I can't. Hey, dog. Hey, dog. Cause I stretch legs, my nigga. You dig what I'm saying? There's gonna be something open up in here, and I even had your weird ass up in the corner, dog, plotting and scheming and shit. The fuck, nigga. Get your bitch ass the fuck out of here, nigga. Hey, no, you. Hey, I'm serious in a bitch, dog. Y'all niggas think I'm playing. Hey, no, I'm not fit to do it, dog. I can't do it. I want to do it. I'm going to tell you the truth. I want to do it, dog. I want to cool it. That's some strong energy. Yeah, motherfucker. White motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? This is my whole camera, nigga. But, yeah. Dog, some of them scenes, them niggas are, but I want to get under. I'm like, hold on, B. Hold on, B. Dog, you ain't finna get under nothing, nigga. Fuck that. You lost your motherfucking mind. Dog, hey, bro. Hey, bro. Bro, they be putting ads up on the internet, dog. I done seen them with my own eyes, bro. White bitch be on the ads. Come fuck me. Make my husband wear my panties. Come fuck me like a real man, black god. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, what's going on? The bitch was talking about she's 60 years old. I was like, God damn. Y'all niggas got the goddamn vibrant thing going on over there. Shit. Okay. I can't do it, dog. I can't do it. Dog, I guess I'm just, I don't know. I guess I'm just, I can't do it, man. I'm a punk in that area, bro. I can't, bro. I don't know. I don't know if I could do it, bro. That's the new level, dog. I guess I got to fight Bowser and get the princess, huh? That's the last level. Them Q-Dog niggas be doing that shit. Them fraternity niggas. They be fucking shit out of them cars. Yeah, bro. I'm telling you, bro. There's a lot of pockets to the game. Oh, Saga City, you going to see. Come on down here to Vegas. You going to see. we walking on the strip, boy, and some of them white women be looking at the nigga like T-bone steak. I was like, hold on. Bro, I'm telling you right now, dog, you got to watch it. This Vegas is Sin City for real, B. Nigga be in that motherfucking casino. Them hoes, white men and white women be looking at you like, nigga, yeah. I'm like, nah, nigga, you better get the fuck away from me. No, I'm telling you the fucking truth. Okay? But yeah, man, but that is the way, bro. That is the way, dog. It's since you asked. Yeah. No, you asked, so I gotta tell you the truth, bro. If the nigga gonna take over the world, bro, that's the way he got to do it. He got to make them motherfuckers fall in love, bro. And the way the white boy do it is like, nah, you just finna come over for dinner, and you gonna fuck the bitch, and you gonna leave, and it's gonna be that, nigga. Don't do nothing else. Okay, you come up in here, I shoot everybody and myself in this motherfucker. Don't cross the line, okay, Negro? You know what it was, you remember? 1800, that's all I got to say. You remember, motherfucker. Don't. Yo, and then with this shit, dog, about the white man that kissed the nigga's ass and made all the riches in the world. What the fuck is we talking about, bro? The nigga done kissed the black man booty and then won the lottery. Okay? He done took over the fucking planet. Bro, y'all niggas, I'm tripping about this shit because I can't get over it. Because they still doing it right now, bro, and they still balling. So I don't know what the fuck is up. So, you know, when I put it out in the volume 2, I'm going to let you niggas scratch your own heads like I'm scratching mine because this shit ain't making sense. You got to understand, bro, we're in a conscious community where everybody is talking about they the black god and the white man is the devil and everybody trying to figure out how the white man getting the riches, and they say the white man got all the riches because he worshiped the devil, right? So then I go over here and I study the most unstudied area of human history, and I find out the devil is the so-called black man, and then I find out that the highest form to worship him is to kiss his ass, lick on his ass, okay? And at the same time, I turn on the World Star Hip Hop, and Kevin Gates is up here talking about eating the booty. So I'm confused right now, dog, you know what I'm saying? Like a Tylenol would be real good, you dig what I'm saying? Because I thought we was the gods, and I thought, you know, I don't know if we done went across the planet and the main motherfuckers eat the booty. I don't know if we really made the white man eat the booty and the white man got mad and upset. He wasn't getting no riches about eating the booty. So then he went to Africa and got a nigga's ass and said, oh, we're going to take y'all ass over here. No, you niggas is just listening at me like, yo, is this nigga that lost his mind? I'm telling you, bro, I'm going to show you in several books. Bro, I got over 10 books so far, and I'm still ordering more, and I still got some here that I haven't read that already cite this shit about this kissing this ass shit and making all the riches, bro. So I don't understand. Go ahead.
I was watching a documentary today about when they were in World War II and they dropped the two bombs on Japan, and they talked to the white boys who did it, to the white guys who did it, and they were like, you know, did you sleep after doing that? You know, how did you feel? You just killed like over 100,000 people, and how did you feel? And the white guy said, I just did my job. I went home and slept like a baby. After I heard that, I said, the white man is the coldest motherfucker on earth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I mean,
just
that got embedded. Like you was asking me earlier, that shit got embedded into him, bro. That's a skill that they got trained
to have in their blood after generations and generations and generations of activity, after hundreds and hundreds of years of activity. You know? But, yeah, I'm about to shut the show down for the night. So if anybody else got anything they want to say, you know, I can let you in and, you know, say what you want to say and, you know, ask a question. If not, I'm going to go ahead and close it out. Okay, I don't hear nobody. All right, I guess nobody wants to say anything, man. So, yeah, I'm going to close it out. Yo, y'all, check out Real Nigga Etiquette coming out this month, man. The Black Man's Bible is about to be up. Again, a newer version with a lot more stuff added and a lot of stuff taken out. So, you know. And then I'm going to be having the audio book as well. The audio book will be out very soon. And then Kicked Out of Heaven will be available on Amazon very soon as well. And then I will shortly be having the lecture for Kicked Out of Heaven, where I'm explaining all the other elements besides the torture, because the torture, as you already know, has its own lecture. So all of that's going to be happening within this next month. I got a lot of stuff coming out, man. I might have a new video or two coming up soon on the YouTube, man. I really appreciate y'all calling in tonight. The African Bambaataa thing, man. We should all know, man. The boy is a bird, man, and it's sad. So what we got to do is get some good energy out of the situation, man, by, you know, committing consequence on the guilty parties. You dig? But, yeah, so y'all get at me, man. The guy's 720, man, theblackmansbible.com and kickedoutofheaven.com. And I will be here next week, same time. Be there or be square. Peace. And I'm gonna shut the show out with a jam, of course. Dark Age. This track is on the upcoming Onyx Tablet album. All right, here we go.
Saga City.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, keep the black on my tent. Niggas talk about business cause it's rich as they want, but can't keep their eyes open after smoking a blunt. Real ones stay high, we got the heart for the hunt, got the brain for the game. So insane and profane, my lane, it won't change. Give that bitch some bow legs after snorting cocaine. Now she go to the strip club and get dough in both ways. I'm the wizard of the odds, it's my job to get paid. Use an image of facade, Instagram and a page. Where's a gram for my rage? Rather be standing on stage and have my hands on a gauge. Looking for the long play, smelling piss in hallways. I'll be balling one day, this is just a small face. If you can't survive the plague, grunt like swine in your grave. Watch the dragon's wings spread as I'm leaving my cave. And I won't be coming back till they feel heat from the flame. Mystery, my story, nigga, remember the name. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Pussy niggas think the dark side will leave you depressed. Living in reality will put some hair on your chest. The survival of the fittest, and I wish you your best. I'm just being myself, and niggas think I'm a test. Niggas running in a circle, they be rushing they death. When you find the stairway to heaven, start watching your step. Cause you might fall back, and what do you call that? In alleys that's all black, I got a swing and I scratch. For small stacks, that's between all the fleas and the rats. Pit bulls and the cats, zombie smoking on crack. Have you ever seen a boss hog push a Cadillac? What's the point of this rap shit? I'm not getting no plaque. So when I speak upon wax, I'm releasing the secret that you need to attract. You can bear your own burden, I don't believe in no slack. This the black man's Bible and I'm just preaching the facts. I can at least give you that. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. G.